Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, hour number two. If you missed any portions of hour number one, encourage you to be sure and get a hold of it. We had Don Jans was on with me, and we were talking about the... Well, what is the progressives' idea, and where does that come from? And there was something that came up in that second half hour that I want to expand upon here with you in just a moment. But we talked about that. We talked about the difference between a republic and a democracy. And a lot of people are not taught in a civics course these days. Many have not been privileged to have the opportunity or given the opportunity to truly be educated and have explained to them the significant differences between a democracy and a republic. And so maybe we can talk a little bit about that here in just a moment as well. Bottom of the last hour, Braden Busek was with me from Southeastern Legal Foundation. We talked about several different cases that they are speaking or that they are involved in, and mainly the thrust of this, folks, and really I encourage you to be aware of these cases. You can find them at slfliberty.org, slfliberty.org, and the thrust of these is specifically having to do with the parents and parental rights and what's happening to our children in schools. And so many parents, I think, have become very, very aware of what's going on in the schools and why they need to be engaged and involved. And they have several cases they're working on where school boards, in particular in Missouri, are refusing to allow parents. They're not having public transparency. In Texas here, we have the open meetings laws. In Missouri, they have a sunshine law. But essentially, these are the same kinds of things. What they essentially mean is that light needs to be shown, and these government entities don't have the right to be carrying on secret proceedings about issues that directly impact the public. You know, it's one thing to have national security or national defense issues and things of that nature. And as a former Russian linguist and so forth and involved in that community, I get that. I understand all that. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about what's happening to children, the things that are being taught and put upon kids, the materials that are being taught in classrooms. And issues like the critical race theory, the teaching that that basically everything is predicated on race. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that relative to a conversation actually that I had last night with my pastor in India. For those of you who are familiar with my program, you know that I do a lot of work in Punjab, India. For those of you who are not familiar, I was involved in a very catastrophic car accident 5 years ago. I've been doing ministry for many, many, many years, but mostly here in the United States. I have traveled to Africa before. I've ministered in Lagos, Nigeria, in the Republic of Benin, and a few different places. But really, in the last few years, because of the testimony of the accident and a relationship that developed there with a pastor there, I've been doing a great deal of ministry, and we've planted a number of churches in Punjab. We've been working with people there, and it's been just a huge blessing. But one of the things that is a part of the culture of India is what's called the caste system. And about 97% of the population of India really lives in pretty significant poverty, and they are a part of what's called the lower caste. And the lowest caste is what's referred to as the invisible people. They're unseen. They're ignored by the upper class of the people of India. And so if you talk to someone who's a part of that upper class or that elite class, they will tell you that there is not abject poverty in India, that no one in India goes without or suffers or what have you, that really doesn't exist. And they'll tell you that because they have been raised with this caste system. So those that go without, for them, don't exist. They literally are invisible people. And so the majority of our ministry has been to these invisible people. And thank God, because of what we have been doing together and because of what God has been doing, we have been getting tremendous favor. And now our ministry is recognized and people are acknowledged. And individuals that are that would be considered a part of the more elite group and classification of Indian people are blessing us, and we're grateful for that. We're very, very grateful and very thankful for that. But there continues to be this class system, and it's interesting. In one of our early meetings, we had some miraculous things that took place that caused Christian political leaders to come to our church, which they normally wouldn't, because again, even within Christendom, they are a part of a different class and a different caste. And in particular, it caused a mixing of denomination: Presbyterians, Lutherans, Methodists, Catholics, Pentecostals, Baptists, all came together because of a very miraculous thing that God did through a prayer that I had prayed, not knowing what was actually going on. An individual who had been imprisoned and told that they would have no bail was miraculously released from prison, all charges dropped, and it was just absolutely amazing. The bail was rescinded. So here's the thing. Because of that, those kinds of things have broke down. Coming back here to America, in America, the idea of social casting is one of the things that our founding fathers understood, and it's why they created a constitutional republic and not a democracy. And they wrote that out. Our Declaration of Independence begins by stating that all men are created equal and endowed with inalienable rights, and those rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All men created equal. Of course, you have to begin with the understanding that all of us were created by God and our rights come from God. It's one of the reasons why in the early 1920s, and we can go back to the 1920s, and some are beginning to write some things about this in the, you know, the think tanks and what have you, about the dismantling of our nation and identifying that as in part, you know, going back to the 1920s. What should be noted in that is that it was in the 1920s that there was the famous, I believe it's called the Skokes trial. Let me see here. I'm gonna type that in. It should tell me. Okay. Yeah, the Skokes trial. So, state of Tennessee versus John Thomas Skokes, commonly referred to as the Skokes Monkey Trial, as an American legal case from July 10th to the 21st in 1925. A high school teacher, John Skokes, accused of violating Tennessee's Butler Act, which had made it unlawful for there to be the teaching of evolution. He incriminated himself deliberately so the case could have a defendant. Here's what Darwinism has done. What Darwinism has done is actually it destroyed roughly a century and a half of American jurisprudence. Because for a century and a half, predicated on our original founding documents, we understood that all men were created equal. Now, the Skokes trial through Darwin was suggesting that all men are not necessarily created equal, and that some individuals have developed further along than other individuals. And as a result of this development, are entitled to more freedoms, more liberties, more opportunities than others. And then that gets turned around to suggest that certain individuals, because they're born in a certain manner, are being given more opportunities and so on and so on and so on. Do you see what's happening here? You see, when man begins to define how man was created, when man begins to define and assign value to the individual, man also has the ability to remove that value or to give that value, to declare. This is the problem with this concept of equity. Because what is equity? Equity is someone saying that someone else should be given certain level of assistance, balance, status, what have you, and someone else should have their status taken away. There's no equality in this. It is, number one, suggesting that certain individuals are not able, not capable to be able to obtain liberties and freedoms and whatever else it is they want, their dream, their vision, their hope for their future, while other individuals are. And to suggest then that there needs to be a rearranging of the system and a pulling down of a group of people and a lifting up of another group of people. Folks, this is what an aristocratic group is. This is aristocracy. This is what aristocracy is. And there is an elite group of individuals that then take and decide who is important and who is not important, who gets to be important, who gets to be elevated. The sad part about all of this is that the elites that are making those decisions have no interest or concern in many instances for either group. It's about power and control.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So we're talking about this issue of the elites. We're talking about the idea of progressives. We're talking about the educational concept of this. So this is one of the statements that I had made, and then I'm going to develop some more about this. Progressives' view of the world: Americans are evil. They're oppressors. They're racists. They're entitled. They're arrogant. They're imperialists. They're colonialists. That a patriotic, God-fearing, Bible-believing, traditional family-valued person who believes in America's uniqueness and greatness and the values that make us American, that we're bad, and that poor immigrants are good. There's been a lot of conversation about this baby formula situation, that baby formula is being sent down to the border for the babies that are coming across the border, and no baby formula is on the shelves in grocery stores, along with a lot of other things, by the way. And that being said, I'll just give a quick plug to one of our sponsors, and that is Simply Clean Foods. And would encourage you to certainly go to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and check out that blog post that has both of the videos. Chance Gibson, the CEO of Simply Clean Foods, gives explanation on the value of Simply Clean Foods, how they produce their product and what makes it superior, and then also the care that they give in discussing an order with you. They don't want you to just order food. They want to talk to you about your specific needs and do a consultation with you. And you can get one of those at simplycleanfoods@chef.net. Absolutely free. Or call them today at 737-400-2066. 737-400-2066. Also, as an add-on to that, that's why I encourage you also to go to cgrwellness.com. Look, as somebody who's been through the accident that I've been through, the injuries that I've been through, the health challenges that I've had for the last 20 years, eating the right foods, putting the right things into your temple, into your body, supplements, all of those things are so critically important relative to your good health. And that's why I bring those kinds of sponsors into my program. In addition to those that support patriotic, God-fearing, Bible-based, biblical value, biblical worldview, Simply Clean Foods is that kind of a company. CGR Wellness com, and you can find the company that that's associated with, but they're a God-fearing organization as well. And of course, Patriot Mobile, and I encourage you to support Patriot Mobile at patriotmobile.com and use the code CHOSEN. And again, just, you know, encourage you to support our sponsors. Okay. All right. So let me get to the formula situation. So here we have this food shortage. Everybody's talking about the formula situation, but let me bring that into the real context of what needs to be understood about the progressives and the lefts and their attitude, because their attitude is that we don't need more American babies. We don't need more Americans in the world. America is bad. That's their idea. America is bad. And so because America is bad, then you have the idea that America's bad. And subsequently, because America is bad, we should not be supporting America. So why would you put formula on the shelves to feed American babies when you don't believe that America is good? Now do you see where the abortion issue is? The brainwashing that's taken place is well, we're going to, it is literally the genocide of the American population. That's what abortion is. Abortion is the genocide of the American population. And it has been educating these young children, and you think about that for a minute, a little girl, 4 years old, 5 years old, is already being indoctrinated. Go watch the Mind Polluters movie, and you'll get that background. Monica Klein's interview with me that we did a couple of months ago, she worked with Planned Parenthood for 10 years, not for them, with them. Until she finally came to the realization of, wait a minute, look what they're doing. They want to get little girls pregnant by the time they're 9 years old so that they can have an abortion starting at nine and start aborting their babies. This is a part of it. Now I'm going to wrap this up with the issue of Darwin and the Darwinian teaching, because America started embracing Darwinism in 1925. They allowed it slowly to get into the schools and to be able to be taught in schools. And Darwin then created again the idea that certain people have certain abilities and are born certain ways, and those that are born a certain way should be the ones that should be in charge. And that's how the progressives have created their elitist group, the communists, the socialists, the Marxists. They're the elites, and all the rest of us are too stupid to know what to do. But in the biblical economy, in the biblical worldview, God has created all of us equal. We are each fearfully, wonderfully, and uniquely made.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business and it will bless yours. Thank you.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, folks, I'm very, very pleased to have my next guest on the program with us. She is the survivor of a catastrophic accident, as I mentioned to you, and we're going to get her, I hope, to share with us a little bit of her story. She is also the author and founder of the Bible study, Women in the Bible, and she is also a mom, a homeschooler, and she is also a professor. And she speaks all over the country, and it is my pleasure to welcome Marina Hoffman to the program. Marina, welcome. So good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Pastor Greg. It's always great to speak with you, and what a pleasure to be with your audience as well today.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you being here. So let's begin by introducing you a little bit to them. You and your husband were in a catastrophic accident of your own. You had some major injuries. Your husband obviously had major injuries as well. He dove from the driver's seat to the passenger seat, which led to his life being saved. But talk to me a little bit about what happened.
That's right. It was 8 years ago now. We were hit head on the highway, 70 miles an hour each. So the impact of 140 miles really is one that is not survivable. But by God's grace and many elements that I can say, Greg, were supernatural. It wasn't the normal course that one would expect. That day, God saved our life. But we did result in all kinds of injuries. Our own engine was pushed into the driver's seat. But how incredible that just like you, my husband leaned over to save the passenger, and that was me. So his hip was crushed, but the engine did not crush his body. and he blocked the airbags from hitting me, and I had internal injury, so my life was saved. He held my head, again, saving my life. I had a brain injury. It would have been so much worse. And God worked miraculously on that day, Greg, but still, the road to recovery was long. I had a brain injury to deal with, along with PTSD, physical injuries, all kinds of depression, anxiety, and severe amnesia. Yeah, so God worked in amazing ways and just showed his faithfulness as we took step by step forward.
Well, and when you go through something like that, which I can speak to from my own personal experience, you know, you think car accident, and most people think fender bender or maybe a little whiplash, or, you know, even in the case of, you know, what might be considered kind of, well, I was in a bad car accident. Okay. But there's a certain expectation of, well, you know, it's been 6 months, it's been a year, maybe even 2 years, you're better now, right? Everything's fine. You're all good. And that, in our case, when you have had the extreme situations that we've been through, is not the case. Not that we're dwelling upon those things, but just the reality of living with them. And then experiencing a new level of God's grace and mercy and power and love and redemption.
Yes, you know, so many of us, we go through traumatic situations of different natures, and there's no chance it will ever be the same again. But then we come to that point where we've seen God work mightily in our life. We've seen him intervene in miraculous ways, and we have to decide, Greg, are we going to stay in the past? For me, am I going to be locked in my house, never drive again, never venture out? Or am I going to go forth, even in my fear, even in my anxiety, but am I going to go forth in faith as well and trusting God? And can I allow God to use this trauma to change my life, even though I still have the effects with it? And you'll never be the same after your accident,
right?
And I'll never be the same. But we've shared before, Greg, that by God's grace, we can even be better. Despite our injuries, despite my brain injury, we can still be better people. We can move forward. We can share our testimony and inspire others so that our pain and our trauma is not for nothing.
Well, and it's okay too, because, you know, every single person, every individual has experiences and situations and traumas that impact their life. Most every person has had some event, some occurrence, something that's happened, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, however it might be. And so there is a reparative process, and it's okay to be in a place where the Lord is doing certain reparative work, and to acknowledge that for each person, what they have experienced in their life was significant for them. And sometimes, you know, you have to first be able to say, yes, I accept that something happened. And then from that platform, now you can begin to let the healing come in and the healing begin.
It's really true. And Greg, I often think, if I didn't have pain and suffering, if I didn't know my life was almost lost that day, then I wouldn't have known that God saved me. And one thing God did not heal me from immediately was depression. But if he did, I would never have known that that is made possible in Christ. But sometimes I love the fact that God allows us to suffer for a while, because then we experience an incredible level of God's presence and healing and faithfulness. And how beautiful when we keep on that path and we come to the point where we then can share our story with others. And I find that's the most meaning in my life, Greg, sharing with others who are going through the same struggles, that God will be there for them, that God is with them, and that all things are possible. And as you say, we serve Jesus, who came to give us life and life abundant, and how beautiful to walk in that every day.
And, you know, it's something that I think is so important too, as a point of heritage. And I know, you know, kind of making the segue into that, because that is also a big part of what you have been committed to doing with, with your own child, who is a miracle, and that's another miracle story that you share, but also not just for your daughter, but for children as a whole, and your compassion as an educator to help children understand their intrinsic value and where that comes from.
Absolutely. The points we're making, sharing with friends our struggles, our victories in Christ, I don't think there's any age limit to testifying about God's faithfulness. So I have a three-year-old, and every day we're praying, and when I have struggles, I share them with her. And in fact, every single morning in our daily prayers as a family, I always pray out loud in her presence, Lord, help me to be patient today, and help me to be filled with your Spirit and to grow in patience. And how beautiful, Greg, that when I mess up during the day, if I raise my voice or make a frustrating sign, I can come back and say, I'm sorry, Willow, I still need to grow. Let's stop and pray for God to intervene and help us in this moment. And how beautiful, because it takes the pressure off me, Greg, to be perfect, but it invites the Holy Spirit and puts Jesus Christ at the center of our struggles, because really that's the only way forward, is to grow in Christ every day.
Well, the transparency. I think as parents, that transparency is something that's really important. And I know that, you know, older generations were oftentimes taught, you know, you hide things or keep things back or what have you. And I understand that there are adult things and children things, but I think that as a parent, it's important that we recognize that we have to be transparent with them. They want real. Jesus Christ was real with his disciples. He was real about everything and in everything that he did. And there were times when, you know, he got, I'm sure, what would be considered harsh. They didn't put him on the cross because everything he said was taken as loving and nice and kind and so on. They didn't put him on the cross for being a nice guy. They put him on the cross because he confronted the things that needed to be confronted in the culture, and he confronted the people who were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing. Now, he did it in righteousness, but there is a place where the word tells us, be angry, but do not sin. And so there's a righteous anger. When I hear about what is happening, for example, with Disney, and what Disney has come out and now has been taped saying that they're doing to try to pervert the minds of our children, Marina, that makes me angry, righteously angry, that someone and that an agenda is engaged in that process.
Yeah, and for me, Greg, it really comes back to the fundamentals of our family life, which is that at every opportunity I have, every moment I have with Willow, to make sure we're a family that is centered on our faith, because there always will be other voices. I just need to make sure, Greg, that my voice in her life is the loudest one, and that my example is the strongest. And to the best of my ability, every day we're bringing Christ back to the center of our family. And then to hope and pray that in the end, even though there's all these other influences, she will never veer off the fundamental path of a trust in God. And that through our times together, she'll know God, even at three, that she'll experience the Lord's presence.
Absolutely.
And know that God is real and true. And yeah, all these other voices are lies.
And that is that line of understanding too, that there is in fact good and there is evil, there is right and there is wrong, and we instill in our children the ability to understand and to be able to make decisions based on that knowledge of what is good, what is evil, what is right, what is wrong. So important, parents are instilling that in their kids. We'll be back with more to talk about women in the Bible right after this with Marina Hoffman. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe.
We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
This is Adam Mundahl with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business and it will bless yours. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Just a quick reminder, coming up on Monday, Rick Manning will be with us. We'll have Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning will kind of do a catch up on things that have happened over the weekend and other topics of that nature. Dr. David Wormser will be with us. There's a lot happening right now in the Middle East, with the battle over the Temple Mount and what's taking place there, the assaults that are happening, and of course, remember that we had the declaration of war by Hamas, who went all the way to Moscow to declare war against Israel with the backing of Russia. Of course, my understanding now is that Russia and Israel seem to have perhaps put some of that hostility behind, which I think is significant. But we'll talk about that. And Daniel Greenfield is with us, and we'll get the Shulman Scholar will be with us with his latest writings as well. So lots for you on Monday. And just a reminder to find your place of worship over the weekend and take some time to spend with the Lord. Important for you to do that and to refresh. Lots of activities going on this weekend as well, as I mentioned earlier in the program. Marina Hoffman, Women in the Bible, challenge us to stand for truth and our children and inspire us to be courageous people of faith. Marina, we were talking about our kids and the example that we try to make for our kids and what we want to instill in them. Talk to me specifically about this Women in the Bible project and what drew you to it and what has caused you to make this kind of a life work for you right now.
Right. We're talking about inspiring kids and having homes that are built on faith, a foundation in Christ. And we're talking about all the other voices that impact children. So I think, Pastor Greg, one of the key elements as parents is that we need to inspire our children with role models from the Bible that are positive. So that is my mission. And to do so, I wrote this Bible study on women in the Bible, because for me personally, as a woman of faith, I need these women. And after studying them so much, they've become like friends. I'm inspired daily by their lives and their courage. And the fact that so many of them are ordinary, they simply say yes to God. And I think if we can study these women and their stories and take from it lessons for us today and guidance and how God developed their character and did things through them, then it's motivation for us as women of faith. Men of faith need to know this. And Pastor Greg, we need to send these role models on to our children. Boys need to learn to respect women. Why? Not only because we tell them to, but because God loves and respects and values women. And for our young girls, we need them to know that God has gone before them. And you talked about legacy earlier. What a legacy we have as people of faith in many people in the Bible, but that includes women in the Bible who did incredible things for God. And that inspires us as women and our children to know that our potential in Christ is unlimitless. If we can simply say yes to God and have a willingness to move forward, trusting God and in faith.
And I think, you know, the restoration too of family, because I think that that's one of the things that has really been, you know, destroyed. You know, when you look back at our history as a country, there was a time when the majority of our country was consistent of family, and that meant a father, a mother, and children. And now, predominantly in our culture, single women or single women households and non-intact families now outnumber intact families for the first time in our nation's history. And I think that Women in the Bible also speak to how important that role is within the family structure.
They do, and they also show us that it's hard. It's a struggle. It's hard to keep a family together. There's always going to be conflict and rivalry, but even in the midst of that, God can be so faithful, and we can find support within our family. I think of Esther, right, with the uncle that invests so much in her and raises her like a father. And then we see other women. I think of Hannah, and she's married, and yet in her story, there's a sense of isolation and aloneness as she struggles with infertility and goes really alone to God in prayer. So I think there's much for all families, and certainly a reminder again that at the center of family, holding us together must be Christ at all times.
Making that very firm foundation. Well, and the role that women play in instilling that in the children, it cannot be underplayed. And I do agree, you know, as a dad, as a father of five, One of the there was a man named Jeb Bradley who did it used to be on the homeschool circuit, and I'll never forget in one of the talks that he talked about how important it is for dads to break. There's a manipulative spirit that causes boys to manipulate their moms, and they learn that, and then they carry that forward, and they do the same thing in their relationships with women, manipulating. And it's important for a dad to identify that and to help that son break that off and not be a manipulator, but to actually be an empowerer and to be someone, again, that honors the women in their life. It's important, and you were talking about that, but that's a very specific area where it's so important to honor and value that relationship and give value. And moms, you know, have that role, even in Psalm 127, where it talks about that the reward of God is the fruit of the womb. Your daughter is a reward of the fruit of the womb. And then the importance of focusing those arrows in the right direction. And that's, it sounds to me, that's really at the heart of what you're talking about.
Yes, it is. And I think also just diving into these stories and really understanding them. I think a lot of us, Pastor Greg, know about David and Moses, Apostle Paul, but how important that we also know the women who did incredible things and continue to serve us today as these role models of faithfulness that you're talking about.
Like Esther.
Absolutely. A powerful example. And, you know, Absolutely. We think of her so often as a queen, but she was also an ordinary young woman that faced impossible situations. Yet again, you know, an example of someone who went forward in faith and trusting God, and look at what God did through her life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely amazing. And so many. And how cool is it, right? You know, the restoration of Mary of Magdalene, right? And how she was used really to be the very first one to pronounce the risen Christ. Jesus Christ is risen. We've seen him. We're here to testify to you. And that the biblical account, at a time when the culture didn't consider the testimony of a woman to be significant in that way, and yet the writers of Scripture elevated the status of them by putting in and saying they're the ones who first saw the risen Jesus Christ, and that was left in as a historical account. It's significant. Christianity honors women.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times Absolutely. That gets lost. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I got about 30 seconds to you. I'll let you close this out.
Yeah. And you know, what a beautiful way to end it, because that very example of a woman that is not going to be silenced by culture, but will speak forth that Jesus Christ has arisen, what an example for us to follow today. I hope your listeners will look me up at womeninthebible.info.
Absolutely. Womeninthebible.info, Marina Hoffman. Marina, thanks so much for being with us. And by the way, a belated Happy Mother's Day to you as well, and to all the moms out there. It's always a great day to celebrate mom. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio on Monday. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. And don't forget, folks, look, God has called us and set us on this earth for right now.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you, and God bless America.